This is Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest is Jesse J. Holland. He's an award-winning journalist and the author of the first novel featuring comics' most popular black superhero, the Black Panther. The novel was commissioned by Marvel Books. A little more about Jesse. He's an accomplished novelist, as we have said, having also been trusted by Lucasfilm to chronicle the history of the newest black hero. And he has been busy. He's not only written that, he has written several more books, but we'll talk about that. Jesse, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A little nippy this morning, but you know, that's how it is in the wintertime.
I hear you. Here, let me just say a couple of things about what they've been saying about the Black Panther. Natasha Alford of The Griot wrote that the nuances and details in the Black Panther storyline are impeccable. I didn't feel pandered to, stereotyped, or turned off. I felt incredible pride at every turn. And these fictional characters, well, I can't begin to tell you again how proud I am. Stephen Weintraub of Collider wrote that he was very impressed with the story and filmmaking. Absolutely kills it as the villain and is the best one since Loki. He's talking about Michael B. Jordan. And Geeks of Color wrote that Black Panther is the best movie ever and that it was by far the best novel, Marvel that is, movie today. And the list goes on and on and on. How do you feel?
Well, you know, I'm just eagerly anticipating the movie like everybody else. It's going to be great. I'm going to be lucky enough to be able to go up to New York to get a special screening soon before the national release date. So I'll be able to give you a good report about what the movie actually has in it later on. But just based off what I'm hearing and just seeing the trailers, it's going to be just amazing.
You have written three books in three different genres. How did you do that? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I'm a longtime writer. I've been writing all my entire life. I started writing way back when I was in high school. So I started out writing journalism. I've worked for several newspapers around the country, and I work for the Associated Press in Washington, D.C. now. But I always wanted to be an author, to be a novelist. So back in 2005, I decided to stick my toe into writing history books. So I wrote two African American history books about Washington, D.C. The first one was called Black Men Built the Capitol, Discovering African American History in and Around Washington, D.C. And the second one, which came out in 2016, was called The Invisibles, The Untold Story of African American Slaves in the White House. That was an easy transition, moving from journalism to writing nonfiction, because that's all journalism is. That's all we do is we write nonfiction. But then I was lucky enough, like you said earlier, that I got a call from Lucasfilm when Star Wars The Force Awakens came out. They said, hey, well, we see that you write history books. Well, we need someone to chronicle the history of one of our newest characters, this guy called Finn. So do you think you'd be able to craft a history, be able to put something together for us? And I said, well, you know, that's not exactly what I do. But, you know, Star Wars was the first movie I ever saw as a child in a theater. So I've been a huge fan of the entire series. So if you've been given an opportunity like that, how do you say no? So I started pulling stuff together and got to write Star Wars The Force Awakens Finn story. And this is a story of like how one thing leads to the other. The Invisibles led to Finn story. Well, Marvel Studio read Finn's story, and they're like, oh, we love it. Well, we have this character coming out that's going to be big. It's going to have this movie, this character called the Black Panther, but we've never written a book about him before. We've had years and years of comic books. He's shown up in a movie, but no one's ever written an adult novel that tells people who this character is. Would you be interested in taking this on? I said, of course. I've been reading the Black Panther since I was a child.
Yes.
Black Panther was in some of the first comic books that my dad bought. So I immediately jumped on that as well. In the end, I'm still just writing history. It's just that I'm writing fictional history of characters that don't exist. So I get to use some of those same techniques I use when I write real history. It's just that with Finn and with the Black Panther, I get to make part of it up.
So is it safe to say that you are a black nerd and still are?
Oh, not only is that safe to say, it's 100% true. I mean, finally, I'm in my upper 40s. Finally, in my lifetime, you could be proud to say you're a nerd. I was a nerd my entire life. I'm a nerd now, and I'll probably be a nerd the day I die. But what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
These nerds are just people who love to read. I always loved to read, and I'm proud of that.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that got me to where I am today.
So you haven't seen the movie. You haven't been curious about getting a little peek behind the curtain before you go up to see it?
Well, you know, like everybody else, I'm eagerly waiting the trailers. So I watch every trailers out there. The thing about being the novelist is that I have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie is based on the same comic book material that I based my novel on. So I have a pretty good idea what's going to happen because I know the history of the character. I know where they drew their inspiration from. Now, of course, like anything else, they're going to make some changes. And they've already made some changes to the Panther story. Because in the books and in the novels, his father dies in a different way than he does in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's going to be some changes. But the basic idea of the Black Panther is going to be there. I can already recognize through the trailers some of the same themes that I have in the novel. That's why I'm sort of really waiting to see these themes, because these are things I was able to envision in my head and what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to be able to see it on the big screen, and it's going to be just so fabulous.
So let me just take a moment to ask you, and this
sure.
probably is unfair, but do you have a
sure.
favorite character in this?
T'Challa, the Black Panther, is always going to be the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the first time, we're going to have the character that looks like us. He's going to win.
Okay.
There's no question about it. You know, when you have sci-fi and you have horror movies, or frankly, any movie that you have a black character in it who's not the lead, we're always worried about what's going to happen to that character. Because the trope in horror movies is that the black guy is always the first one to die.
Yes.
But with the Black Panther movie, we know at the end of this movie, the Black Panther, the black guy is going to win.
Well,
so it's good. So he's going to be my favorite out of all the characters already. But I will tell you, I have a huge place in my heart for Shuri, who is the Black Panther's little sister.
Why is
that? Her story is going to be a great story. And I don't want to give any spoilers
out there.
No spoilers for anybody.
Just a tad.
But keep your eye on the Black Panther's little sister. If they do anything close to the source material, she's going to be really important down the road. Mm-hmm. And I just love how they're getting there. I can see just from the trailers how they're setting her up now for her eventual destiny. So keep your eye on her. I've already told Marvel, if you want to ever do a book about the Black Panther's sister, I'm your man. She's a great character. I also have an older sibling, so I can understand where she's coming from a lot of times. So keep your eye on his sister, Shuri. Yeah.
Well, it was such a pleasure talking with you, Jesse J. Holland. Thank you so much for being my guest.
No, thank you for having me on anytime.
All right, take care.